Villanova bounces back to Love. Extra pass to Sexton. He'll fire that three. Hey! Knocks it down.
Sí, vamos a ver si aquí regresamos con punto Jordan Clarkson. Sí, señor.
Back to Clarkson it goes. Clarkson gets run off the line by Lee. Nice dish inside the net.
Ahora sin duda alguna y el pase de pique para Tristan Thompson que la clava dos. Sí, señor.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
You've been rolling your R's extra hard this year.
I think that's Curdy putting that effect.
No, that's you, I believe. Extra hard. Well, I mean, you usually roll them a little, but this year.
Yeah, I know. The first one was the Clarkson dunk after Jetty stole the game when we were making the comeback.
I guess that was
like a little. The other one was the bounce pass from Jetty on the fast break to Tristan. So it's like,
I know what the plays were.
I just noticed that. I wasn't going to say anything, but I guess you did notice that.
A little extra aggressive.
I guess.
Are you excited?
Yes.
What is it? Is it you're doing the Browns game? And they're back?
Well, I've been rolling some R's there, too.
They're back?
We 1-0.
Now you're feeling pretty good?
You're looking to go 1-0 in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
We should talk a little football later.
Yeah, we can do that. Hi, everyone. Cavs HQ, John, Rafa. Great to have you aboard. We're in the midst, Rafa, of our longest homestand of the season.
14 days.
Yeah, two games complete, six games total. The Cavs kicked it off by getting back in the win column. Solid victory over Portland last night. They took the Nets down to the wire. 2:10 to go. Cavaliers were down 9, rattled off 9 straight points. However, Spencer Dinwiddie, with 1 second left, wanted for Brooklyn as they escaped Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
And the amazing part about it is, as it was going through those last 2 minutes that you just talked about, 4 times the ref went to review the play, and the 4 times it favored the Cavs.
Yep, 4-0 in reviews with under 2 minutes remaining.
With under 2 minutes to go. And, you know, we had a chance to take that game. And at the end of the day, I think Spencer Dinwiddie really taking advantage of Kyrie's absence and just leading this team. He had missed a shot to take the lead, which gave us Jetty got the stop, which gave us a chance to take the lead. And then Colin went 1-for-2 from the line. But I think at the end of the day, when you look at it as a whole, it was a really good effort. We were in the game the whole time. I mean, it's just that 9-point lead was in the second half of the fourth quarter. Other than that, it was just like a 5-point lead, 3-point lead by both teams.
Yeah, largest lead by either team all night was 9.
9, yes.
So, and a number of chances to win it. Let's not forget, what a game by Jared Allen, by the way. 22 points, 21 boards,
AC
9
when
on
he
the
was young.
Glass. Yeah. he had the full head of hair, just like Austin Carr.
I love what Clarkson said in that last play. He said he got to the right play, but again, he blocked it with the afro.
We're actually going to hear that in the second half of the show as we're going to give you some sound. John Beilein spoke after the game. These guys, they're playing for coach, aren't they?
I mean,
you know, you look at the losses. Cavaliers have dropped a dozen games this season. No quit. I mean, right to the very end, the Cavs could have faded away into the sunset easily a number of times in that ball game yesterday, but the battle right down to the wire.
And the perfect example of that, John, what you just mentioned, is that game against Portland. Coming back from the game in Dallas, a very, very hard loss. You know, Luka Doncic, again, we got to witness how great this kid is and how good that team is playing for Coach Carlisle. But coming in here from Portland, landing at 2:30 in the morning, coming back to play here, a lot of people would have expected and kind of been okay with an effort that reflected the tiredness and what they have been going through on the longest road trip of the year so far, that trip we took. So I was very impressed with that. And I think that all reflects on the message that Coach Beilein and his staff have been sending these guys.
And that Blazer team, A, was desperate for a victory.
B,
got Damian Lillard back after he had missed the previous two games with back spasms. And it was the Cavs' defense, I thought, that carried the day. In that Portland game, they held the Blazers to just 33% from the field in the first half. Kept Lillard and McCollum under wraps all night.
And we were able to exploit their weaknesses on how weak they are inside as well, with their injuries.
It was like almost as if finally the Cavs were playing a like-sized team. Just the night before, John Beilein said, you know what, Dallas is just too much.
Yeah.
They're just too big all over the floor. And then, you know, Terry Stotts had said 2 days previously, Stotts, the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, said this is the smallest team he can remember that he's ever had in his 8 seasons with the Blazers.
The good thing about it is we were able to take advantage of those weaknesses.
And how about, I mean, they did the Blazers, Anthony Tolliver, for the first time in, what, years. Yeah. Tristan Thompson had a height advantage at the center position. Tolliver 6'8", Thompson 6'9". And what did the Cavs
do? Looked at,
they went right to Thompson. Yeah. I mean, think about that. 3-4 years ago, if you would have said, well, the Cavs opened up the game going right to Thompson offensively to try to get early points, you would say, well, what Thompson?
Yeah.
Not and Tristan Thompson, but yeah, that's what how his game has evolved.
You know how they say that practice makes perfect? And you for Tristan Thompson, that right-handed hook shot, sometimes he switches, he goes back to the left, but that right-handed hook shot looks so much better and basically unguardable. And he's been hitting it a high percentage, too. And again, he took advantage of his size, his will, and obviously the fact that Tolliver had nobody to help him inside.
Right, right. Thompson's been one of the best players on both ends of the floor for the Cavs this season. Jordan Clarkson certainly making a bid for that as well on the offensive end, as Clarkson's been terrific in this homestand thus far. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will hear from Cavs head coach John Beilein following the two-point loss to the Nets last night. That is straight ahead. Much, much more as well right here on Cavs HQ.
Every Friday night, Monster's home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer specials. For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. I was clean.
The Lumineers. 3. The World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland, Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
We fight for the name on the front of the jersey, never the back. For the miracles of yesterday.
And a win for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And the moments yet to be made.
A second and a blur. Ice it up and in.
For the love. For the legacy. For the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
The fight continues Wednesday, November 27th, when the Cavs face the Orlando Magic. Great seats are available now at Cavs.com.
Grab your bowl and grab your spoon and try Ruggles Premium Ice Cream. Ruggles is irresistibly creamy and made with only the best ingredients, like the finest fudges and fruits, choice chocolates, and delicious nuts and nougats. Ruggles Ice Cream, available in a variety of exciting flavors. So, scoop, scoop, yum, yum, you gotta get some. Ruggles Premium Ice Cream from America's Heartland. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
Let's kick it!
Do you see Joe Michael singing that thing when with the opening last night? He was actually wearing those pants. How much would you pay for AC and J Mike to show up next time we wear the set?
If you couldn't tell, we're back on Cavs HQ. Vanilla Ice bumps us back from break. Cavaliers dropped a 108-106 decision to the Nets yesterday. Bright spot for the Cavs. Number of bright spots, but one in particular. How about the assists off the bench, Rafa? Yes. Kevin Porter Jr., 7 assists. Matt Dellavedova doing his thing. I mean, the ball pops when the Aussie's out there on the floor. And the Cavs bench certainly had the better of the play in the battle between the two benches for stretches throughout the evening last night.
And I think Dell's way of seeing the court is making a positive impact on Kevin Porter Jr. when they're both together on the court.
I agree.
And at the end of the day, that, you know, we still don't have any report on Porter Jr.'s injury, but it kind of hurt us at the end that we didn't have his speed and his defense in the last minute. So it definitely, for sure, his best game of his young season in terms of contributing on both sides. He had 5 rebounds as well, seven assists. And 2 monsters dunk filling the lane, you know, when everybody wasn't expecting him to come down the lane. So they got to be really pleased with him.
The second dunk was unbelievable.
Over 2.
Yeah.
I never seen anybody posterize 2 players.
Poor Joe Harris ended
Joe
up
Harris
on his
was
wallet.
On the floor.
Yeah, yeah. He ended up on his tail as Porter roared down the lane. After the ball game, John Beilein, you know, he had words, as he always does, always answering every single question. This team continues to play hard for him. I find it so easy to root for this guy, isn't it? I mean, you just want him to win so bad because he cares so much. He's passionate. Kenny Atkinson, before the game, had glowing things to say about John Beilein. He said, quote, he could take a CEO team in Oshkosh and win with them. You know, he's just won everywhere that he's been. And here was what Coach Beilein had to say after the game.
You can see why Brooklyn is playing so well right now. They got a great chemistry of their team. They're making the extra pass. Spencer Dinwiddie just put on a clinic of how to keep your team under control, make the next right play. They did a great job, and their rim protection is a difference maker in the game. You know, we could get to the rim, but we couldn't finish there all day long, and that's a big thing for us. It's to get the 106 points that we got, right, without really getting much at the basket, that is good. And to love the way our guys executed when we needed to down the stretch, but they made just enough right plays to win the game. So we're going to learn from the things that were earlier in the game. That you go down and you say, okay, if this happens in the last minute, we win. But there's all kinds of things in the first 47 minutes that probably could have led to the win, too. So we'll grow from it, and that's the only thing we can do. You probably heard that for the 1,000th time already now.
Sorry to the Sam.
Sam, SI.com. Coach, what happened on that last possession for them?
They just cleared the floor, went one-on-one, and he just rose up over over Jetty. You know, he just rose up over him and shot it in. He's, you know, old stop and pop.
What, in terms of, your final look that you got there, not the one with 1.6 seconds, but the one before that?
Yeah, I mean, we were looking, trying to get Jordan curling. If he was open, we were going to throw him the ball. They had a big man on the ball. They really played it. So the second option was for him to come off there, and the second option was for Cowan to come off. And Cowan went out for a 3. He could have gone either way, really. I chose to do that. And, in hindsight, you'd like to have got a better shot off, certainly, with 2 seconds to go. But it is tough, especially when they got, you know, length on the ball and can blow a play up. You only can inbound to one side, so it was hard.
Kelsey Russo, The Athletic. Jared Allen had 18 of his points in the paint. What was the biggest struggle to defend him?
Just is the offensive rebound. It's all Spencer Dinwiddie. It's not an assist for Spencer or for Harris, but when they miss a layup, they usually commanded a second, the big to help off the ball screen. And even if they miss it, Allen's so big, even if we got a guy underneath him, that happened several times, where we had a guy in there, called a crackback, of trying to get to him, but he's just so big, he just put it in. So it wasn't like they were throwing it. They didn't throw it in the post one time to him. It's just offensive rebounds.
And Kevin Porter Jr. had 7 assists.
Yeah, isn't that great?
What did you see from him?
I just love it. I love his evolution that he's seeing the floor. He's becoming a much more accurate passer. The ball's not dribbling nearly as much. It's moving out of his hands. Really had a really good game in that way.
Left side, Cameron.
CameronFieldsCleveland.com. Coach, the second unit of Nance, McKinney, Clarkson, Daly, and Kevin Porter Jr., that gave you some real good energy just in transition. What did you think of that lineup?
Well, that lineup has most of the time has been pretty solid for it, because Daly runs that show, does a great job with it. I think Larry got a little tired today, and We had to get him out of that lineup a few times. But it's you know, that when we go to our bench, it's not like I say to myself, oh, my goodness, we had to go to our bench. That there's always a chance there that we could come out of that thing and really either hold the lead or hold the score, right, or make a little run.
Back up front, James.
James Urbina, 92.3 The Fan. Coach, did you see or did anything happen, I guess, in shoot around with Kevin for him to not play?
No, he participated in shoot around, but he wasn't at 100%. And then in therapy all through the day that he did in therapy for here, it was like maybe an hour before the game, 45 minutes before the game, somewhere in there, right? We did not want him to go out and try and gut through it, right, at 50%, 60%, 70%, even if he chose to do that. That's sort of our call when we know he's, you know, can you go down and can you go grab that ball? Can you dive on the floor? Can you go get a traffic rebound? And he says no. And why do we want him out there? So it's better just get recovered. And, you know, we won the other game without him, and we had a chance to win this one without him, but we're looking forward to him coming back at full strength.
Is this something you anticipate lingering potentially?
I'm not a trainer or a doctor. I have no idea. And if you ever had a bad back, you have no idea, right, what's going on. And I'm not saying he has a bad back. He's got some back spasms, but one day you feel great, and then pick up a bowl of macaroni salad or something, and you'll throw your back out, right?
Yep. What did you see? One last one to me. What did you see from over the past couple of nights with Larry Nance Jr. filling in from him?
Terrific. He's been very good defensively. I just like he's looking at the three ball, and he's making one every game right now. And that's all. I think he made 40 or 50 last year. He's on pace maybe to make 80, maybe 100 threes this year. And, you know, he's a big part of our future. So I love the fact that he's not shy there. I would want him even to be more aggressive, but I also like he pulled up on 2 15-footers today, which is not like him. He's either at the basket or three, and that's a big step in the right direction. Love Larry Nance.
Last one, Spencer.
Spencer Davies, Basketball Insider. Just a couple on the guards here. Darius coming in the last six games, he's been shooting 39% from deep. Do you feel like he's starting to really get the feel for those shots, especially off the bounce?
Answer is yes. He's he's in the shooting drills we're having in practice and today. And today I was upset when they went zone and he turned one down and then basically said, you got to shoot the ball or you're coming out, right? And they knocked down the next two. So I see that trend going in the right direction.
Well, the Cavs battled down the stretch. Jordan Clarkson was phenomenal.
Amazing, yeah.
For the second straight game, went for 23 points. One game after he went for a season-high 28. He scored those 28 points and only 9 shots from the field, and you were remarking about his 3-point shooting.
11 for 13. He's gone in the last 2 games since he went scoreless off the bench against Dallas.
Right.
And the most amazing thing to me is the way that he just seems the same type of player. It's just that day the shots were not going in. Jordan Clarkson comes in and he'll take the shot. He doesn't get shaken up.
Nope.
And I like that. I like when the fact that he's able to bounce back that way, it's amazing. Lead the team in scoring in both consecutive games, it's amazing.
Just says that moxie, those guts.
Yeah.
That's who you want, you know, taking the shots in the fourth quarter. How do you like this? Jordan Clarkson 72 hours ago was shooting threes at 29%. Now he's up over 37%. 8 full percentage points in 2 games.
And that against Portland, he had a huge third quarter.
Yeah.
Last night, he had 16 points in the fourth, going 4-for-4 from deep.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He's the guy that really carried everybody into tying that game when you mentioned going being 9 with a little bit over 2 minutes to go.
Next up, the Orlando Magic. That's tomorrow night. We'll preview that when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Control prepaid MasterCard Family Fun Pack.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Thunders home a dunk.
Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals for all weekend home games this season, starting at just $13 per ticket.
Finds Love. He'll take that 3. Got knocked down. He knocked it down. And Kevin Love has a chance for the 4-point play.
Get your Control prepaid MasterCard Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offer. Let's go, Cavs.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mountjoy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, y'all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a cart fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a cart fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry I can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Can you name the band?
Nope.
How you doing?
Not a chance.
Sorry I can't get through. Get a soul.
And I'll get back to you. Hey, hey. Welcome back to La Mega. I mean, Cavaliers Radio Network. Great to have you aboard. La Mega, anything goes. That's got to be your network slogan.
I still got those t-shirts made.
Yeah. You can do anything you want. Call the Browns game, call the Cavs game, whatever. Whatever you
I'm
feel like.
I'm excited for
that,
Sunday
day.
Game.
Yeah, it's going to be quite an affair.
What's the
start time in Pittsburgh, for those of you who do not know who the Browns have next. Browns
what much. Are you more excited for?
What?
Saturday matchup against Michigan?
Yeah, that
at
one.
The Big House?
That one.
Or the Steelers-Browns game on Sunday?
For sure the Buckeyes-Wolverines. I've been trying to convince
John Beilein to wear something that says Michigan.
Campy was doing the same thing.
They can put us on the Humongotron on Friday and everybody will boo us?
Yeah.
I'm wearing my sweatshirt.
I said,
Coach, okay, it doesn't have to say Michigan, but just wear some little maize and a little blue.
He's smarter than that. He's a bright guy. Hey, I'll tell you what, Buckeyes by 3 touchdowns. I said it on the air last night. Buckeyes by 3 touchdowns. They're rolling. I think I'll tell you, as a Notre Dame alum, I'm not afraid to say Notre Dame is not good. That Michigan victory over Notre Dame is fool's gold. Yeah. I think the Buckeyes are rolling. I think they're 3 touchdown winners.
At least, most people thought. Somebody asked me today, "What are your chances? The 50-50? I say, "What of losing by 50?" Or
no, I think they're just playing. Nobody wants to run into that team. They're a buzzsaw right now. All right, Cavaliers take on the Magic tomorrow night. The Magic have lost 3 straight. They are without their 2 best bigs, Nick Vucevic, Aaron Gordon. Both were out of the lineup. The Magic were in Detroit yesterday, fell to the Pistons 103-88. That leaves their front line looking like this in the starting lineup. But Jonathan Isaac alongside Kem Birch. Wes Iwundu is the swing man. In the backcourt, Evan Fournier and Markelle Fultz, who has assumed the starting point guard duties from DJ Augustine. The Cavs were in Orlando on opening night and fell to the Magic 94-85.
I was going to say that was the beginning of this ride that we were on when we were in Orlando, and we'll see if the Cavs are able to take advantage again of those two big guys being missing from inside the paint for Orlando tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Cavs score more than 85 points tomorrow night put up in Orlando. They're still feeling their way around where the Cavaliers. It's an interesting matchup. It's one of those games where let's put it in the W column, right? I mean, The Cavs have Giannis Antetokounmpo and Milwaukee looming on Friday. Giannis went for 50 yesterday. Yeah. No turnovers. So this is one, you know, you'd like to put it in the win column, get moving on, be 2-1 on this homestand heading into Thanksgiving.
And it is what it is. You see the six-game homestand, and you see Orlando in the third game. And, again, you think you got to compete and be able to win that game. And then when you look at the game on opening night and you look at the way we're playing now, it really makes sense when you say these guys are getting to know each other. It's a new system. It's a completely different team for the Cavaliers. Same staff. Just completely different outcome and an execution of what John Beilein wants him to do on the court.
Coming up later in Cavs HQ, we're going to hear from Jordan Clarkson. We're going to hear from Larry Nance. All of that straight ahead.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
Grab your bowl and grab your spoon and try Ruggles Premium Ice Cream. Ruggles is irresistibly creamy and made with only the best ingredients, like the finest fudges and fruits, choice chocolates, and delicious nuts and nougats. Ruggles Ice Cream, available in a variety of exciting flavors. So scoop, scoop, yum, yum, you gotta get some. Ruggles Premium Ice Cream from America's Heartland. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We fight for the name on the front of the jersey, never the back. For the miracles of yesterday.
What a win for the Cleveland Cavaliers!
And the moments yet to be made.
A section and a blur. Hoist it up and in!
For the love. For the legacy. For the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
The fight continues Friday, November 29th, when the Cavs face the Milwaukee Bucks. Great seats are available now at Cavs.com.
This February, the big tour stops here. Chance the Rapper, February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss The Big Tour, Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
I am Chance the Rapper. Good night.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Every Friday night Monsters home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer specials. For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit clevelandmonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
We welcome you back on Cavs HQ, and as we celebrate 50 seasons of Cavs basketball, the Cavs are also excited to celebrate 50 seasons of serving the Northeast Ohio community. Just last week, 50 Cavs team members teamed up with the Greater Cleveland Food Bank to help sort and repack food to distribute to local food pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters. The Cavs are excited to be just a small part of all the great work the Greater Cleveland Food Bank is doing in the community. Thank you so much for being the difference. Cavs in the Community is presented by Discount Drug Mart. Jordan Clarkson is next right here on Cavs HQ.
Strike the pose. Look around, everywhere you turn.
I know this song.
Strike the pose.
I don't know if that's something I should admit or not, but this is the first bump back song I'm somewhat familiar with.
You know, I helped Big Daddy Matty and get the music for the show.
Oh.
But I had an issue. We were looking for the 90s. And okay. In the 90s, everything was like love music, love songs. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of Mariah Carey, a lot of Michael Bolton. It's like, I had to really dig deep to find
something
like worthy of Cavs HQ.
See, I didn't know that you were partially responsible for all of this music.
Joe DiMaggio.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Cavs HQ. Jordan Clarkson last night went 5 of 7 from behind the line for 23 points. His 3 from the corner with under a minute remaining was dazzling as he was falling out of bounds with the shot clock winding down. The game before, he went 6 of 6 from distance for 28 points. As we mentioned in the first half of the show, he raised his 3-point percentage in 72 hours from 29% to a very respectable 37%.
And he visited the free throw line against Portland 12 times. So he was hitting it from everywhere.
Yeah, and I mean, he's just one of those players. You talked about it the game before the Portland game. That Friday night, he was held scoreless in Dallas, bounced back, as many knew that he would, including his head coach, John Beilein, who talked about that before the Brooklyn game yesterday. After the game, Jordan was in the locker room. He was in the scrum. Folks were asking questions, and here's what Jordan had to say.
Just staying aggressive, you know, getting to my spots. Making shots, Larry and Tristan, they did a good job kind of freeing me up and off the ball screen. So I was just trying to make shots because they was counting on me to do that.
Outside of the last shot, is there any part of this game that you wish you could get back?
Just a few plays earlier in the game that we made mistakes on. Before that, I went on a little kind of crucial run. Until the timeout happened, and you know, we made a few shots after that. But I feel like if we didn't have that little spell where we made those mistakes defensively, I think we would have won the game probably by 5-6. Would have been a free throw game after that. But other than that, I think we did a good job. We fought, but it's a win that we should have had. We can.
And it's frustrating, but when you're looking at Larry Nance Jr. and his impact starting consecutive double-doubles, which you've seen in him as well as Kevin Porter Jr.?
Both of them growing. They come into their own. They're getting very comfortable in the offense and defensively. Kevin Porter's flying around defensively, getting steals. Also, he's making plays offensively. I think he has 7 assists tonight. He's doing a good job of doing that. You know, he causes a lot of attention when he gets into the paint. And then Larry, you know, him shooting the 3-ball, spreading the floor. So. It's been really good to watch those two grow.
Were you surprised Allen got that?
What's that?
Were you surprised Allen got that?
Yeah, but I should have got to space and shot a mid-range pull-up. But I thought it was a good look till, you know, he came over and blocked it with his afro. But other than that, I think I got to my spot. It's just, you know, it was a good play by him. And we still had another chance to, you know, score the ball. And get a stop. So, you know, it's something that I'm gonna look back on film and just kind of watch, you know, what play I can make next time.
Coach Beilein said that you were the number one option coming out of that timeout, but I think there was 2.7 left on the 24. What happened that you weren't able to get the ball?
Nothing. I don't know. we just made another play. That's it. But yeah, I mean, trusted the guy who got the ball, and you know, that's it.
Defensively, did they do anything to you on that play? Did they double you or just keep the ball away?
Nah, but most of the game, you know, they was top locking me and trying to keep me away from the ball. So they tried to do that at the end, same thing. But I got open for the corner three that last time. Kind of similar, same play that we drew up. But yeah.
Last couple, you got hot. What's it feel like when you get in that zone?
I mean, it feels good. You know, just being able to make shots and try to will our team to win.
The second unit of you, Larry, Alfonso, Deli, and then Kevin Porter Jr., just what did you think of that lineup, the energy that it brought to begin the fourth quarter?
It was great. You know, we got length. You know, we got a lot of experience. You know, we all kind of know what we do. So it's definitely a good group to play with. We play fast, we get stops, and you know, it's just a great group to play with.
They threw a little bit of zone at you in tonight's game. How would you say you handled it?
Well, I think we did good. I think they stayed in it for not that long, maybe like a few minutes, but other than that, you didn't see it no more, so that's a good sign to show that you can't really run zone against us.
He's a cool customer, isn't he?
I love JC. He's one of my favorite guys. He's taking over for Swish. He always entertains us on and off the court. I think JC is his style, his sense of style is just unmatchable. And on the court, nobody matches his energy and his will.
Did you hear the story right before the season began that he ended up in wedding photos down by the Cleveland sign? Did you hear this?
With the wedding?
Yeah, the wedding photos.
Yeah, yeah. And he invited the couple for opening night.
Come on.
Yes.
Is that
he
right?
Was walking around, I think, in the Salty Steps in Lakewood, I think is the name of the town, where they have the Salty Steps that you can actually go see the sunset by the river, by the lake, whatever. So they were taking pictures there or by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, somewhere.
Yeah.
And Jordan got in the pictures at the wedding pictures, you know, the...
He said he was riding his bird around, right? One
yes.
of those motorized vehicles. So he said, "Hey, is that Jordan Clarkson?" And his quote was, "Yeah, it's me, yeah. JC." Yeah. Then minutes later, they were taking pictures.
But
he's in the wedding photo.
He had them as his guest for opening night.
I never heard that.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
But looking at Jordan Clarkson going 6-for-9 against Portland, missing only his two-point shots, you would have thought that he scored another 25 against Dallas. He yeah. came out, nothing
doesn't
faces
matter.
Him. Yeah,
doesn't matter. I mean, he can be cold in one quarter, come out, keep shooting, and doing his thing. His shot selection, too. I mean, you think back to his first season when he was acquired by the Cavs, second half of that season, into the playoffs. He was the first one to say that he looked back at those game tapes and was frustrated and was unhappy about the way that they looked, particularly about his shot selection. And it wasn't easy to get into the flow with LeBron to try to pick it up in 2 months. In his defense, but I think his shot selection unquestionably has been better over the last two seasons, and he continues to trend in the right direction.
For sure, no doubt about that. I got to ask you a favor, and this is for reporting on La Mega. You are a little closer to the players than I am.
Right.
Jordan Clarkson has a tattoo of a football player making a catch with the jersey number 84.
Where is it on him?
On his right calf.
I thought he had a wrapper on his calf.
That's the other one. That's the one he got in LA when we were joking about. Let's do a show. Let's do a Caps HQ. You getting a tattoo? He's like, oh, okay, yeah. But I wonder who that player is. Wasn't Lynn Swann number 84?
He was 88.
88?
Lynn Swann was.
Who was 84 for?
For the Steelers?
For the Steelers in those days.
Randy Grossman, a tight end.
I was like, so he's not a Steelers fan. He's not from Pittsburgh, obviously.
He is not.
But I wonder who that player is.
San Antonio he's from.
That's right.
But so I don't know. I will find out. I'll look into it for you.
Yeah, please.
Maybe Angel
very
Gray's
important
gonna be
to
on,
my
Angel
broadcast.
Angel Gray's going to be on our show next week.
There you go.
Yeah,
with Oscar.
Angel's in all those huddles. She's going to be able. She'll be able to pick that up. We're going to step away and be back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserved seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
Grab your bowl and grab your spoon and try Ruggles Premium Ice Cream. Ruggles is irresistibly creamy and made with only the best ingredients like the finest fudges and fruits, choice chocolates, and delicious nuts and nougats. Ruggles Ice Cream, available in a variety of exciting flavors. So scoop, scoop, yum, yum, you gotta get some. Ruggles Premium Ice Cream from America's Heartland. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We fight for the name on the front of the jersey, never the back. For the miracles of yesterday.
For the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And the moments yet to be made. For the love. For the legacy. For the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
The fight continues Wednesday, November 27th, when the Cavs face the Orlando Magic. Great seats are available now at Cavs.com.
I was clean. Metro.
The Lumineers. 3. The World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland, Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Had his name, look into his eyes.
He's been telling lies. He's a lover boy at play.
Is it like they like
he don't play by rules?
Paula Abdul, correct?
Yes, ex Laker girl.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
That's
another ex Laker, Larry Nance.
Yes.
Is now a Cavalier. He has been in the starting lineup each of the last two games with Kevin Love out with the lower back contusion, and Larry has filled in quite nicely against Portland. Had a double-double, did Larry, 11 points, 12 rebounds. And then last night against the Nets, had he like 20 points, 13 boards, 7 triples over his last 4 games, extending his range.
I think John Beilein is happy that he's making the threes inside the games as opposed to in practice, because
they told him to
he doesn't
shoot
want to celebrate like he did celebrate it with Tristan Thompson.
That's right. Those of you who aren't as familiar, John Beilein was celebrating a Tristan Thompson three in practice, and they inadvertently bumped heads.
Yes. Yeah. But Larry Nance Jr., we know for a fact that he put up thousands and thousands of threes at Cleveland Clinic courts during the summer.
He's at 36%. He's already taken 47 this year. Last year, he took right around 100. He had taken fewer in the three previous years combined, but already 47 threes.
But better than anything else, John, I think last night he pulled up a couple of times on the free throw line right on the elbow, and I think that could be more his weapon, his go-to move, than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, he's so versatile. If he can, you know, if he can make you have to respect him with that mid-range game, he can be a real problem. He's been a problem. I mean, let's not forget, too, we're only talking about one end of the floor. Led this team in deflections last season defensively. He continues to be all over the place. High basketball IQ, reads things really well on that defensive end.
And between him and Tristan, both bigs can really guard the perimeter. Last night, the Cavs had a really big play at the end of the game where it was Larry Nance Jr. who was guarding Dinwiddie, and he really stayed in front of him the whole shot clock, and the whole play ended up with the Cavs getting a dunk on the other end.
Yeah, he contested the shot, grabbed the rebound, started the play going the other way as well. Larry was in the locker room after the ball game last night, and here's what Jr. had to say.
You know, morale, obviously a loss is a loss, but, you know, that's Brooklyn's a pretty good team. You know, they're hot. They had won four and one in their last five games, and you know, they're on a streak. And you know, we obviously missing Kevin is tough, but I thought we played hard, really fought, and you know, never gave up. So, like I said, there's no moral victories, but morale's all right.
What did you see from your team in the fourth? You said the fight was there, a 9-0 run, but what else did you see as far as growth?
Shot selection was really good. You know, I thought, you know, Colin made a couple really key passes out once he got in the paint. And then, you know, to see him go finish that and one was really good, too, to see just to kind of see the growth of, like, the progression of his looks. And so, you know, really impressed with him. You know, Jetty did a really good job defensively, I thought. You know, that last shot, hats off to Spence. I mean, it's a 6'6 guard shooting a fadeaway from 17 feet. Analytics says that's on our side. So, you know, hats off to him. Good shot. But Jetty played great defense all night.
No secret that you're playing with a lot of toughness, you know, with everything that you're going through with your thumb. But when you're looking at what you've been able to do in the last two games, stepping in the starting lineup as well as double-doubles, how would you describe what you've been able to do and how it's important for you to do that for this team?
It's just next man up mentality. You know, obviously, you know, with Kev out, there's a pretty big void to be filled. And you know, I'm just doing my best to help us in anything I can do, whether that's rebounding, whether that's, if we need some extra floor spacing, I'll do the best that I can at that. If we need some more assists, obviously, we all can't wait for Kev to get back. But in the meantime, I'm just doing my best to keep us afloat.
You talked about not playing the five, but having to have had to play the five and stuff like that. How have you felt being in with the bigger bodies and also keeping them off the glass?
Yeah, it's different. Obviously, that's something that, this summer was kind of a point of emphasis to try to get me off the five. But we're beat up. We're beat up right now. So, like I said, whatever we need, if we need me to play the one, I'll gladly do that. It hasn't been too bad. Obviously, we kept double T on Jared Allen most of the time. So, the bigger bodies, it's been great to let Tristan, bang with the bruisers. And so, second unit fives are usually smaller anyway. It was nice that DJ sat out.
You've done dunk contests. You said you'll never do that again. Are you gunning for 3-point now?
Yeah, absolutely. I had to tell Joe Harris tonight that I'm coming for his crown.
It was a Nets team last night that did feature a number of former Cavaliers. Joe Harris, great to see him back in the building. The NBA leader in 3-point percentage last season. He has really found a home in Brooklyn. How about Iman Shumpert signed less than 2 weeks ago? As Wilson Chandler is serving that 25-game suspension. A roster spot opens up after that suspension. They go and get Iman Shumpert, and he's been a big reason defensively. Kenny Atkinson said why that team now has won 4 in a row.
Is that why they played the Friends song when they introduced the Nets starting lineup last night? With all, like, six people, with Nwaba.
Yeah, I didn't. Was Friends
Richard Jefferson in the building?
I'm going to sound silly by saying this. Where is Friends set? Is it New York City?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
I thought it was because it was, like, six Cavaliers.
Nwaba?
Shumpert.
Richard Jefferson was there.
The assistant coach.
Brett Brillmeyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's five. It's got to be one more.
Yeah.
So it's,
I see.
And that's because Kyrie wasn't here, so.
Yeah, there you go. Your six. No, I think it was because they were actually from New York City.
Okay, so. But Larry Nance Jr., we picked him, at least I did, at the beginning of the season on Caps SU to be one of the leaders in this team. And in Miami, he was one rebound short of collecting his first double-double at the time. So he's really taking advantage of that starting spot, and I'm liking it.
Three starts for Nance. He's averaging a double-double in those three starts. So, again, both ends of the floor, he has certainly been getting it done. The Cavaliers are back in action tomorrow as they take on the Orlando Magic. Game 3 of 6 in this longest homestand of the season. We're going to step away and be back to wrap things up right after this here on Cavs HQ.
This February, the big tour stops here. Chance the Rapper, February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss The Big Tour, Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
I am Chance the Rapper. Good night.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a cart fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a cart fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
Join the Monsters on Saturday, November 30th for a Cavaliers 50th season celebration featuring Cavs legends, mascots, entertainment teams, and more.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
By the way, this summer we had our broadcasting retreat in Geneva, Ohio, and our super mega engineer, Team Joe, Joe Frichin was playing the guitar, and Jim Jones, your partner on the radio side, was playing the bass, and we were singing, played that funky music. Yeah baby.
They were rocking out.
I was just singing it. It was
Frichin can play, man.
Yes.
So can Joe.
Team Joe.
So can Joe. Frichin can play, man. Back here to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. Retro uniforms each of the last two nights.
Yes.
The blue and orange.
I like them.
I do, too. You know what I really like, though? I love that orange court. Something about that pops when the court is blue and orange. Yeah. That's pretty
neat. It's
good. It's good. Tomorrow night.
We're debuting not only a new City Edition uniform, but also a new court. It's going to go along with the uniform. And this one has a little bit of all the five decades that we are celebrating in this 50th season.
Describe the uniform. It's base blue.
Blue because of the navy blue that we wore in the championship era.
Right.
It also has the feather, the CLE logo, but it ends with a feather underneath, and that's from the
70s. Right.
It also has the little stripes.
Down the sides,
down
right?
the side of the jersey.
That's the Miracle of Richfield.
The Miracle of Richfield era. It also has the logo from the retro jersey that we wore the last two games, but it's in the belt of the shorts. And what else does he have?
The numbers also.
The numbers has the little stripe in between that is from the 80s and 90s as well. So.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of everything. Obviously, we're celebrating our 50th season, and we're going to have people come in, legends come in and join us. And also, you know, the bobbleheads, I think, are going to be awesome. I can't wait to see the Channing and RJ bobblehead together. That's going to be interesting to see what it looks like.
Yeah. I love how you're all caught up on this stuff. You love all that other stuff. You love bobbleheads.
Yeah,
and uniforms,
of course I do.
And halftime shows.
Tomorrow they're giving away the Mr. Miletti's hat. For everybody that comes to the field house. There's a hat that I didn't know that he used to wear a hat, and they're giving it away.
Huh.
Yeah, so make sure you send somebody from your family come to the game.
Cavs.com is where you can get your tickets, where you can get your hat. It's Orlando tomorrow. That's a 7 o'clock tip. Join time on the radio side and on the television side, 6:30, unless you're listening in Spanish, and your join time's at 6:45. The Cavs then continue this homestand against Milwaukee on Friday. That's a 7:30 start. Detroit comes to town Tuesday. That's December 3rd, 7 o'clock tip. And then Orlando is back in town again on Friday the 6th to complete this six-game homestand. So, hey, should be fun. Some interesting games coming up. We talked about the matchup against Orlando. Final one before the Thanksgiving holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
You want me to keep you up before happy Thanksgiving to you? By Wednesday the 27th, Nick Miletti's Cavalier hat giveaway.
Mm-hmm. All right.
December 3rd, Austin Carr bobblehead. You know you're going to have fun
of
with
course.
That.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
And December 6th, appearances by Cavs legends from the early years, which is what we're celebrating.
Is it Austin retro during his playing days or Austin now?
I haven't gotten the preview. You should know. I don't know.
It's
probably going to be Austin looking like Jared Allen. Yeah.
That's what I mean. One will be several inches taller than the other one. why I'm hoping for a preview. Rafa, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Out to your parents. To all of our listeners out there, be really safe this Thanksgiving holiday. Cavs take on the Magic tomorrow, and Thanksgiving on Thursday. Again, if you're enjoying the festivities, either tomorrow night or on the holiday, make sure you get a cab, get an Uber, get a Lyft, and get home safely. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from all of us here on Cavs HQ.
Oh, Danny! Have some of that! Hasta la vista,
suspect
baby!
Natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of The Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.